On Saturday afternoon at the Catholic Charities Community Center on San Antonio's west side, an infant is struggling to breathe. He's only a month old, and already he has seen more upheaval than most adults. His family says they were forced to flee their home in Guatemala. The child was born in Mexico while they journeyed to the United States. After being detained by immigration authorities at the border, the family was released. Now in San Antonio, the heavy oak pollen in the air is overwhelming for the baby. San Antonio Archbishop Gustavo Garcia Sierre calls a nurse over. Garcia Sierre translates for the nurse. What's the child's name? Anthony Antonio. The Archbishop laughs, recognizing the connection to the city now welcoming these migrant families. The nurse uses a blue rubber suction bulb to clear the mucus in Antonio's nose. He calms down. All he needed was a little help. Garcia Sierre says that's what they're trying to do.
We are blessed to help. We will not stop helping them.
The Archbishop says these asylum seekers are no threat to the United States.
You can see it's mainly families, mothers, fathers, babies. It's a young population. And of course, we were not expecting that many now.
The spike in numbers of asylum seekers has raised concerns across the South Texas border. More than 76,000 immigrants without authorization surrendered or were apprehended by U.S. Customs and Border Protection in February, the highest number in more than a decade. And they're showing up in parts of the border that don't normally see many asylum seekers, like in the Del Rio and Eagle Pass areas southwest of San Antonio. So beginning Thursday, the Border Patrol began releasing many from detention in South Texas.
These people, they are not breaking the law. They are not breaking the law.
He says they're not illegal immigrants. They are requesting asylum, which is allowed. They are given documentation by CBP to enter the United States and pursue their claims in immigration court. So calling them undocumented isn't accurate either. Nevertheless, approximately 300 families arrived in San Antonio over the weekend. So many that, for the first time, the city of San Antonio opened a pop-up immigration resource center. Across the street from the Greyhound bus station, it's in an empty storefront. On the floor, children are intensely playing while volunteers help parents figure out their next steps. San Antonio Interim Assistant City Manager Colleen Bridger said setting up the resource center was an emergency response.
We set this up to get us through the weekend because folks were getting real tired. We had a lot of people coming in late Thursday night, late Friday night, and our nonprofit partners were just stretched beyond their abilities.
But the city doesn't know how long they'll be needing to keep it open.
Even when we talk to Border Patrol and ICE, they're not sure how many people are going to continue to come across the border seeking asylum.
In the past, the CBP released immigrants arriving in San Antonio with travel plans and bus tickets, all arranged while they spent time in detention. But many in this wave of asylum seekers didn't spend that much time in detention, so they're being dropped off with no money, no bus tickets, and no idea how to get to their final destination. To top that off, there are so many immigrants being released that almost all of the buses leaving San Antonio were sold out, leaving the families stranded till Monday or later. That left nonprofits buying bus tickets and hotel rooms for the families. Antonio Fernandez, the CEO of Catholic Charities, said unless they get financial support from the city, they will soon run out of money.
So I ask financial support today from the city. I hope they can give it to us because, you know, sooner or later, I will not be able to do this anymore.
And with no sign of slowing down on the border, with Central American families continuing to arrive, the question for many is how long can San Antonio sustain its welcoming response? David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.